Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive,
sexual orgasmic.
Relax.
You'll like it when Sapphire's through with you.
Pour the wine
and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
What is up, my sexy motherfuckers? It is that time. I've missed you guys, even though, you know, last week we had Jillian Jansen on. That's my girl. Shout out to her. And I'm so glad I get to see Naomi Banks tonight, finally. Naomi, can you turn around, please? I've missed it. Yes! You better work that ass. I'm so happy to be back with you guys. I've been doing a lot of teas over the weekend. And if you guys were listening on Vivid Radio, on Friday, I did say that I was going to a lesbian sex party. Well, yes, people, that's what I went to go to over the weekend. Saturday, my trip was not just to go see my old college friend and just buy sex toys for the fuck of it. It was really to go get my fuck on. Not like, you know, I didn't have enough sex on Thursday night, but I had to go get a little greedy. Okay, it's been a while since I had female sex. As y'all know, yes, I was what my roommates call a half being. Okay, because I'm bisexual, I'm greedy, and they don't call me a lesbian because I do swallow and fuck dick. But yes, your girl went to a lesbian sex party. Let's be a little bit more broad with it. I went to a lesbian, queer, transgender party. Did I fuck anybody who was transgender? No, I did not. But I have to say, there was not one person, one female, not one person at all that was unattractive. Everybody, and it was all shades of color. It was all people of color. So we had some Hispanics, we had some Black folk, we had some Asian folk. I mean, it was just beautiful, and everybody was in like their lingerie. Some people just came ass naked, just came in a trench coat and said, pow, I'm ready to fuck. Okay, because these people weren't here to like make love, they were here to fuck. Okay, so yes, I usually you know me, I'm usually the freak, but I have to say, I actually shocked the hell out of myself. Okay, yes, I've been known to dabble in a lot of orgies and threesomes, and I may have stolen a couple boyfriends in the past, maybe fucked around with some girlfriends in the past, but your girl has never been to a sex party. I would never consider myself a swinger, but I did go to a all-out fuck fest. It was called a play party, but clearly when you say play party, that means you're gonna come to fuck, come to play. Get fucked, be fucked, watch people fuck, get turned on because people are fucking. Maybe you want to just go because you want to learn how to do rope play, which I did. So now I can tie Naomi up if she wanted me to. I got to unleash the beast with some of my new toys. I got to break in my new paddle that I got over the weekend. Shout out to Good Vibes. Y'all took all my money. I told myself, oh, I'm not going to spend that much in Oakland. Like, I never spend that much in the city. But, you know, now that I'm single, you know, it's time to be a little selfish. Mm-hmm. So I took myself on a damn near $200 shopping spree for sex toys. What do you buy at a sex store for almost $200? You almost buy, you know, a little magic wand for your collection. This is number 6 for me. Hopefully 6 is the magic number. Usually number 2 is my lucky number.
Right. How much was that?
This one I got because we work in the industry. Mm-hmm. I did get mine for half the price. Mm-hmm. So Good Vibes was selling it for $99. I got it for about
$79. Okay.
This paddle is about $55 in store, $59.99 if you go to goodvibes.com. But I also got it for a nice little hefty discount. Mm-hmm. They threw in a couple of sex toys, like a deck of cards for sex positions, cock rings, a clit vibrator ring, and a couple other things. And then I bought my friend's
vibrator ring.
Yeah, I think it's in there. Yeah, it's in there. It's a Fingo. It's in my bag of things. But
oh, I'm not putting my hand in your stuff.
Why? Don't you want to put your hand in my magic bag?
Girl.
Naomi, I'm so tempted to really just like give you a nice little spanking. Nothing hard, just like, you know, just little.
Girl, the last person that spanked my ass was who delivered me the damn doctor.
Okay, I would never do that to you, though.
No, I'm so serious.
You telling me that no one has ever spanked your ass on
not
camera?
Not with no paddle.
Well, shit. First time for everything.
No, well, slapping I bet you my spank ass me. When a guy slapping my ass, like, yeah.
To breathe. Okay.
Yeah, but no, not with that.
Naomi, would you spank me on camera right now?
Would I? Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, I think we should do this. My mic, you might have to direct the camera.
Wow.
You know what? Because I didn't have enough beatings, and we might need to get a picture of this, because it's not every day I get spanked by Naomi Banks.
Woo!
Okay?
Woo-hoo!
Let me just say, shout out to my girl, Sultry Lapel. I'm not going to out your name, but my girl did show me a good-ass time. She was the one that invited me to the sex party, and she's a huge fan of yours. Like, she gets mad that I get to see your ass every week under the sun. So
I said, hey.
So I'm really excited because I have not been spanked by my own paddle.
Right.
And I'm really excited to get spanked by my own paddle by no other than Miss Naomi Banks. So this shit is about to go down. I'm telling you, I'm in that mood. So, I mean, shit. You can beat me with the paddle. And then I trust you with the rider's crop. I like a little pain. Not too much, because I know how much you want to really whoop my ass.
Girl, I have a thing with
I think I got enough pain on my chest, on my titties.
Okay.
I think I got enough pain.
How can we do this?
Okay, let's see. Mike, how we gonna do this?
Yeah, since we
and you stream, you better not ban this because we ain't getting naked for y'all, okay? It ain't a dildo, it's a regular paddle, okay? So don't you fuckers try to ban Chocolate Radio because we doing some spankings, okay? A child gets spanked every goddamn day if the
but
parent is right, okay? So I'm gonna bend over, I'm gonna move the mic over a little bit. We gonna do this. So Naomi Banks is really about to spank my ass. Mike, are you taking pictures or video of this? Or
everything.
Both? Everything. Okay, okay. Is this enough room for you?
Girl, oh my God, yeah.
Is this enough room? Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
So I'm currently, for everybody who's listening on iTunes, this is really happening. Oh, and Live 365, you might want to go to chocolateradio.net, check it out. Please tell me when you're ready, Naomi, to spank me. Because she's really spanking me, y'all. It's really happening.
Woo.
Oh my God! Oh, I can feel the leather.
You can feel
the leather. Oh, I can feel. Oh!
Woo.
Yes!
Like
yes!
Okay.
Oh!
I'm
going
to the other cheek because I know that cheek is on.
Oh, that was good. That was good. That was good. Oh, you can go a little harder. Come on now.
I guess it's the angle of it.
It's the angle. Hold up. Hold up.
I gotta go like this.
Here we go. Here we go. There's a little lower right there.
Lower.
A little.
Put a little curve. In your back
a little curve. Button. Okay. Oh, yes.
Ooh,
I love that. Ooh. Oh, I'm getting a little wet off of this. Oh, my God. Yes.
Say my name. Say my
okay.
name.
Naomi.
Say my name.
Naomi.
Like I ain't gonna be able to sit down on
that. Oh, that's fine. Oh, Naomi. Guys, this is no bullshit. This shit is happening. Thank you, Naomi.
You're so welcome, baby.
Oh, seems so good. How'd you like that? You know, that was my trick to finally just get in that ass in one way or another.
That was nice. Damn, I've left my selfie stick over here. I wouldn't have been able to do it like that.
That's okay. We'll model for the Insta people.
That was nice.
That was nice. That was real fun. Later on, we might have to try out the writer's crop. Now, I will have to say, Thursday night, I was beaten really bad with this shit. So, I kind of have like a new... I wanted him to be my bitch boy, but no, I became like his submissive.
Really?
Like, I was fucking real loud. Apparently, my roommates all heard.
Mm-hmm.
All the roommates. The one boy that I was trying to fuck that I'm not going to cross the line anymore.
Right.
He has a new girl. And they came home. I didn't know that they were coming home. And they walked in and heard some... They were like, what the fuck were you doing? It sounded like some 50 Shades of Sapphire was going on in the room. He was beating me with the writer's crop.
Oh,
yeah. And choking me. He fucked the shit out of my pussy. Like, there was squirting everywhere. I mean, splash waterfalls all over the bed. I felt like some of it got on, like... Because I have a bed riser kind of thing. I think it got all over the wood. they heard several different things just going on in the room. It was a lot of good sex. So my pussy was raw as hell. I could not wear underwear on Friday. So Saturday when I went to the play party, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, like, she's still a little raw.
Right, right.
You know, but I wore no panties to the airport. And I told my friend, you know, like, what do we do? She's like, girl, we're going to take you to a sex store. So we went to two sex stores on Saturday to get prepared. So I got myself some gloves. I got a lot of lube. And then we went to our other sex store where I got, you know,
the
paddle, the magic wand, some more lube because you can never have enough lube. I bought her some cute-ass panties. And I wish I could post a picture of what I was wearing, but I don't think my family and certain people who are following me on Instagram are ready to see me in all of that.
I think it was cute too.
I know, but I got snitches who are gonna get stitches. My thing is,
snitches, if you don't, like, tell them who your mom
is. Oh yeah, shit.
You weren't naked.
I wasn't naked, but they're gonna say damn near, oh, Sapphire, you were naked. Like, da da da. What the fuck were you doing?
Let's say it was a masquerade party or something.
I should have said it was a lingerie. You know what? Fuck
yeah.
It. You know what? I've been losing a few pounds, and you know what? I should be able to show off my curves. Like, fuck all that noise. I'm growing out my fro. I finally learned how to twist my hair. God damn it. And it's nice. It's lovely. I'm really happy. I'm proud of myself. God damn it. And you know what? If my ex is listening, which, you know what? I heard that she was secretly listening to my show.
Fuck that bitch.
Girl, you missing out. That's all I'm saying. You missing out on some bomb-ass sex and bomb-ass pussy. Okay? You missing bomb shit.
We need to put you over there at the Bitter Bitch show.
No, don't put me on no Bitter Bitch show. Hold up. This bitch ain't bitter. This bitch is happy. You know why? Because, motherfuckers, look. I don't know if you guys can see, but you can go on my Twitter, and I did show off my bruises. I am swollen and bruised quite heavily. There are, like, nipple bite marks, everything, like blood vessels.
Wait, let me see again. Oh my God.
So it goes all the way. I'll show you some more later.
So they was, like, slapping your
yeah, slapping she was beat. Yeah. So, okay, let's get to the good shit. Okay, so until the introductions at this sex party went down, I was really extremely nervous. I didn't know what the fuck to expect. Like, I walked out with no panties on. I'm wearing fishnet stockings. I'm wearing a red, like, silk, satiny kind of nightie. And my ass was hanging out. If I bent over, which I did numerous times, my pussy was spread the glory to see. And we all know, I have a bald pussy. It's not like there's hair just sticking out. No, like, she was looking fabulous. Fuckable, okay? And the only thing that I was covering were my arms, because, you know, I intimidate people with my arms, let alone my legs. My legs, all the girls were just like, oh my God, I want you to smother me with those legs. Like,
your legs are beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. So it was really nice, like, when I met these girls, because they all knew each other. Mm-hmm. These girls are fucking each other, and they know what the fuck is up. They know each other, how they taste, and everything. So they were looking at me like, who's this new girl?
You're a new booty. Fresh.
I was fresh booty. And I said, this is my first time. You know, I'm only here for the night. Make me squirt. And if you do make me squirt, it will fucking rain. I want you to hurt me. I want you to fuck me so hard that I'm limping to the airport back to L.A. tomorrow. Okay, I let the girls know I wanted to be fucked. Okay, that's it. All these other girls are like, yeah, I just want to watch. I want to, you know, get my dick sucked, which is basically a prosthetic penis. There were a couple of gay guys, which was sexy. And there's, like, only like three or four though. And the other girls, they were just like, I'm here with my lover. We want to play with another person. So there was different levels for everybody. And the way that the house was set up, I mean, this house was huge. It was overlooking, if you, all my Bay Area listeners right now, it was in the Oakland Hills. So, you know, it overlooks the entire city at night. Mm. It was beautiful. And this place was like three stories. Okay, so you walk in. There's, like, the living room, which turned into the big main playroom. Mm-hmm. And all the aphrodisiacs were out. There was fruit. There was water. There was lemon. I mean, everything.
Beautiful.
They made sure that there was no alcohol, no substances. So if you did come in high, you were token in your car, okay? You couldn't drink or anything because they wanted to make sure that consent was being enforced. Because you go to these play parties and, like I said, I didn't know anybody, so I'm not going to get myself fucked up and just say yes and then wake up the next morning and say, what the fuck happened? Oh, so, wow. It was very sexy. So then you go in, it's like red light special. The lights are dimmed, they're sexy, like chill sexual music. I felt like I was in a weird episode of the L Word for all black people and all women of color. It was sexy as hell. I mean, the aroma, it already smelled like pussy. Not like bad pussy, but just like it smelled like, you know, women's fragrances, and sex was already looming in the
it's
air.
It's like in heat. Like,
yes. It was hot as hell in there too, because it was cold outside. Too much. So then they had, you know, the living room was set up with numerous beds and mattresses. Then there was an actual like wrestling mat where they would have wrestling. You had to be fully clothed or you had to be in your underwear, bra and panties, or you can go topless and keep your panties on. So no like splash water falls going on there. No bodily fluid exchange. And then in the second floor, there were like private makeout rooms. And then on the third floor, there was a public makeout room. And this is where I swear to God, this was the sexiest living room lounge area I've ever seen. Somebody cut out the walls and made it like a booth. And so they decorated it, put like satin sheets and shit on there. And it was like, it looked like a bedroom. But everybody can see you fucking or making out or whatever. And there was beanbag chairs. There was carpeting. You know, plastic, of course, for all the squirters out there like myself. And we're going to take a sexy break on that. So just let this marinate, okay? Fine-ass women of color. Sapphire, nervous as hell in her lingerie, wearing no panties, no bra, getting ready to be fucked hard, including getting ravaged in the jacuzzi. Oh yes, baby, it's coming up. But we're gonna take a quick break with one of my favorite songs, Carousel by Melanie Martinez. You're listening to Sapphire's Earplay on the one and only chocolateradio.net and on my 365, and we thank you. And stay tuned, we're gonna open up the phone lines because I want to know about your sex party experiences.
We got sex. We got sex. Relationship advice. Sports talk. Women issues. Gossip. Fashion. Porn stars. Celebrities. And the best indie music. Get addicted. Tune in every day. It's something for you. Right here on chocolateradio.net.
On a carousel, we go. Will I catch up to love? I can never tell. I know. Chasing after you is like a fairy tale, but I feel like I'm glued on tight to this carousel.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we are back, and no, it's not just a freak show, it's a freak nasty show, everybody. Welcome back to Sapphire's Airplay on the one and only chocolateradio.net. I want to thank everybody who's watching on Ustream, everybody who's listening currently on Live 365, and those who will be listening on the iTunes podcast and Podomatic podcast, the Sapphire's Airplay. If you are not subscribed on iTunes yet, you might want to download it because it is for free, okay? Free! Get any better than that, okay? So let's get back to the sexual story. As I said, I did go to a sex party over the weekend in Oakland with my good friend. I did not fuck her. We will never fuck each other, but we are very sexually comfortable now. I mean, ass naked. She saw me fuck for the first time. She's only heard me fuck, but now she actually seen me fuck. So we were talking about me getting introduced into the sex party and all that. But now I gotta tell you, I get into the backyard, there is a jacuzzi. The only thing and rule that they said that we need to enforce is that there's no bodily fluid exchange going on. So no squirting, no fingering. You know, you can make out or whatever, but no jacking off for all the guys who are in there. Just none of that shit going. No bodily fluids. So anyways, we get into the jacuzzi. And it takes me a while. Like, I'm watching, I'm peeping all the girls in there. I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know if I should do it. There's a lot of good titties out there, but I don't know if I should just strip down naked and just go. Like, I'll show my tits. I'll show my pussy, but in, like, a burlesque fashion kind of thing. I've never really full on publicly put myself out there. Have I been publicly caught having sex? Of course. But I don't, like, say intentionally, come look at my naked ass, okay? Come nakedly see me fuck my brains out,
so especially at a party. That, would you go on stage and do a sex show?
Hell to the no. Okay. That's why I like it. Sex parties are private, and I am going to get to the naughty details about if you wanted to go to a sex party, this is what you should expect, and expect the unexpected in some cases. But, yeah, so anyways, I finally, after like a rope play class in the green room, I do end up going into the jacuzzi because I was encouraged by this hot young Filipina chick, and she was cute. She had these nice little itty bitty titties, and she was wearing like this see-through dress so I could see everything, and it was hugging her nice little cute ass. And I was like, oh, I think I want to go in the jacuzzi, but I think I'll maybe just put my feet in because I don't have a towel. And I really just, I don't know. She's like, no, I want to see you. Like, I want to see all of you. You're just so cute and so sexy. I think you should come with me because I brought an extra towel as well. So I'm like, you know what? Okay, fuck it. So I end up going in, and at first there's like 6 girls in this hot tub. I'm like, oh, well, I guess I can't go in. And the girl's like, uh-uh. Sapphire, we want you. And they literally separate each other, and they're like, we made a little throne for you in the corner. So I'm now wedged in between this cute little Latin chick who was wearing earlier this sexy like latex dress. It was a latex halter dress that had lips in certain areas, and she was wearing no panties, and she had a cute pussy every time she bent over when I saw her. So I was like hoping, yes, let me fuck her or fuck with her. And then I was wedged in between another girl. She was also Latin with the shortest hair, and she had nipple rings, she had a clit piercing. Whoa. And she was just fabulous. She was hot. So she's like, yeah, baby, you can even sit on my lap. There's plenty of room. And I'm like, oh, my God. So immediately as I jump in, they're like, ooh, I like your tattoo, which they're referring to the one on my hip, which is one of my hot spots, as I told you guys before. And then I get into, you know, I get in a little deeper, and immediately the girl on the right is already rubbing on my thighs, touching on my titties. And I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Oh, it's heating up. This is nice. This is nice. And then as we're talking, getting to know each other a little more, I tell them what I do and all that. And they're just like, so do you do porn, or do you just produce porn radio? And I was like, oh, no, I just produce. And they're like, would you ever consider going on, you know, a web show or something? I was like, no, it's not for me. Mm-hmm. And like, well, what's sex with you like? And I'm like, wet, dirty, and hot. That's all I can say. So immediately, one of the girls was like, I would really love to give you a full body and pussy massage, but can I first massage your hands and you tell me what you think? Immediately, I'm already feeling it, and I'm like, oh, please don't come. Please don't come. Don't break the rule of bodily fluids in the jacuzzi. Then I hear another girl getting spanked. I mean, this girl got spanked, I'm saying maybe 150 times. So it's like full moon out, naked bodies in the jacuzzi. You see some people in the shadows fucking in the backyard, which you had to fuck silently outside. You didn't want to wake up the neighbors.
And,
yeah. And then in between the moans, you can hear just like, just, you could hear the fucking leather straps hitting the, I mean, this, it was like better than 50 Shades was going on, okay? I literally thought I was in a Zayn novel. Wow. I'm like, this is all women of color, once again, of all shapes and sizes, fucking. I get out of the jacuzzi because my girl who said she wanted to give me a full body massage, I was like, okay, we need to do this. Then another girl's like, I want to play with you later after you get that pussy massage because your pussy's nice and I want to see how much I can make you squirt. And then another girl's like, I think I want to join in with that if you'd let me, because remember, you have to ask for consent. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, if I'm around, come find me, we can do this. And yeah, because I said I'm not going to say no.
You felt real special, didn't you?
Girl, yes. It's been so long since I've been, like, actually wanted mm-hmm. by a lot of women. That's why I really love the Bay, because when I was up in the Bay, I felt like I was Shane from L Word. Okay, I didn't fuck a lot of women. And Naomi's laughing because I'm guessing you know who the fuck Shane was. Okay, so they, and one of my lesbian friends used to call me Shane. Because there would be a lot of women, even like the trans women, a lot of women would be like, Sapphire, can we please fuck? Like, I really want to fuck you. Like, I know you're not just bisexual. I just want to fuck you. Like, I know you fuck a lot of guys, but come on, like, up your list. Like, give me the pussy. I'm just like, no. I was really selective back then in college of who I would fuck women-wise. Like, I've only... I think I'm now only fuck now 7 women. 7 or 8. I have to go back to my list. It's now about 7 or 8 women. And now we're up to like close to 165 men. Yeah. That's a lot of people. It's a lot of fucking in my world. So anyways, going back to the story. I go upstairs to the makeout room. And the makeout room is getting hot and heavy. There's the girl that wanted to play with me later on, who already felt my titties and was like looking at me and said, I want to deal with you later. She was getting her grind on with some like curvy ass sexy black girl, and her partner was in the corner like cuckolding, just watching and kind of like touching herself. And I knew I didn't want to play with them, but I didn't want to like reject them so hard. Mm-hmm. But it was sexy because they were like just grinding pussies on each other, because you couldn't fuck each other in the makeout room. But they're like heavily grinding, and she's orgasming and she's climaxing, and they're just making out with each other, sucking on each other's titties, biting each other, just caressing. It was hot. Then another couple was down in another beanbag chair, and then there was another area open for me. So immediately I start to take off my clothes. That was rule number one that I busted out with. I broke that rule. And then the girl starts to give me a full body massage, and we're having a good time, we're laughing, I'm trying to make good conversation. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm really just a shy girl, but I'm really interested in getting to know you. And meanwhile, she's like giving me a butt massage, she's rubbing like on my clit a little bit. I'm like, oh girl, don't get her started now, like we might have to go downstairs and fuck. Like, and then at this point I'm just stark ass naked, and then more girls are coming up, and I guess somebody didn't like what they saw and told on me, because the only way you can break the rules is if someone told you, or if the moderators of the party come upstairs.
Well, what did you do to break the rules?
You're not supposed to be naked in the makeout room, because they know that could lead to fucking.
Oh, so it's only the makeout room.
Yeah,
so
it was only makeout. You could only touch over the pants kind of thing. Dry hump, bring it back to like the junior high days, you know?
I will be pissed as hell.
I was kind of like, it was kind of interesting. It was kind of hot to me. Like, here I am in the heat of passion. And then I'm like, yeah. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And the girl's like, it's okay. I would have been doing the same thing because your ass is nice. You got a nice firm ass. I want to eat your ass. Would you let me eat your ass? But you can't, you'd have to come downstairs for me to eat your ass. And I'm like, I don't know about you eating my ass, but maybe we can play later. So we go downstairs. I tell the girl who gave me the massage bye, and I was like, I need some water. I'm dehydrated, and I haven't even fucked yet. And it's now 1:25. Party ends at 3 a.m. I'm like, it's 1:25. I'm getting teased, but I want to be fucked. And I want to unleash my toys. I want to beat a girl. I want a girl to beat me. I want to be pinned up, fucked hard. Make me come. Like, what the fuck is going on? All these girls are wanting to tease me. Mm-hmm. Please me, goddammit. So finally, we'll call this girl Rocky, okay?
Rocky.
Okay. She's a short spinner. Now, I'm a short girl, but she was shorter than me. Oh. She was like 5'2". So I'm 5'4". She's 5'2". So she's like up to my titty. Making my ass look good over here. Anyways. So yeah. So she comes up to me. And I had seen her earlier when I was going out of the jacuzzi. She was fucking some girl on a nice little, not a hammock, but one of those pool lounge chairs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was pulled all the way down, and they're fucking under the moonlight, and she's fucking this hot British chick, but I knew I couldn't fuck her because she reminded me of another cunt. I was like, damn girl, you fine, but I don't know. And then I saw her pussy, and I was like, ooh, I can't do the knot. You too hairy pussy, too much hair, can't do that. Remember people, I don't like pussy hair. Maybe a landing strip is fine, but I don't like pussy hair. I'm trying to get into the triangulars, and maybe you have like, Naomi, are you shaved, waxed?
I'm bald now.
You bald?
Yeah.
Can I see it later?
Bald.
I want to see it. Later, though. I know we can't see it, like, on camera. I promise. If you stand right there, I just want to see it. And we'll show each other's pussies off. I don't think you ever see my pussy.
I never wanted to see your pussy.
Well, let's show each other our pussies. Sure!
Is there anything like dick envy, like you're talking about?
Hey, I do have dick envy. I am going to say that. I wish I had a nice big cock. Trust me on that one. Okay, I know if I was a man, I'd be probably having a Lexington steel cock.
Yeah.
Probably have a Lexington steel cock. But anyways, it's back to the pussy. So anyways, Rocky. Rocky and I are talking. Rocky sashays her nice little ass over to me, and she's like, I have been waiting for the perfect opportunity to get you alone, and now I have you alone, and I know it's 1:25, and you look like you need to be fucked. I want to know, how can we fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we'd start talking about our levels, and I said, you know, I'm a switch. And for those people that don't know what a switch is, that means that I can be dominant and I can be submissive depending upon the vibes and the person. But when it comes to women, a lot of the times, I can be a little dominant. It takes a lot. You have to be a super top to put me as a bottom bitch. Like, you have to really do something to me to make it be like, no, bitch, you laying the fuck down and I'm fucking the shit out of you. Plain and simple. Now, guys, I like you to be dominant with me, unless if you want me to be your dom. But then I have to question your manhood.
Really?
Yes. If you have a big dick and you want to be a sub, get the fuck out of here. No. Maybe once in a while, but not every time where it's like, oh, Mr. Sapphire, please beat me. Oh, Mr. Sapphire, I want you to be the big spoon. No, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Wait, that's like the movie I was watching last night. Oh, the top Jesus. Five. Did you see the top
no,
five?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but someone else told me they need me to watch
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that is funny. It is really God damn it. Is
I
really
remember
funny.
I gave it to Mike.
But I can't even say it. I can't say it because
I'll watch it this week yeah. and then we'll compare it.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
Okay. So Rocky and I were like, okay, well, let's go back to the makeout room. I heard you got busted, but let's go back to the makeout room and let's just see where the making out leads to. Well, I slammed her down into a chair and she fell through the chair. But it was already broken. Somebody broke the sofa. But it was so funny to see her cute little ass like kind of fall through. And like, we were also watching some other girls like mm-hmm. make it out and getting off. And then we kind of interrupted it. I felt really bad. But we started to like make out on the beanbag chairs and we're like, you know what? Fuck this.
So why didn't you go downstairs and just fuck?
Wait. I'm getting to it.
You're wasting time.
No. So then we started making out for like 5 minutes and that's when I said, I think we need to go downstairs. So we go downstairs and there's this girl laid the fuck out just in this nice little corner. It's like a day bed, a big day bed. Mm-hmm. There's just plastic covering on it. There's a sheet. I start to like low-key feel around just to make sure there's no extra wet spots because I didn't have a towel, people. I don't know where my pool towel went. It was soaked anyways. But anyways, she's just like laying down, so she looked like she had just finished whatever she was doing. And I was like, oh, excuse me, can we you know, do our thing here? She's like, oh yeah, please. And so she stays in the corner for like, I kid you not, maybe 3 minutes, because I think we kicked the bitch. So wow. Anyways, at this point Rocky tops me and we start making out hard. I mean, hair pulling, booty grabbing. I'm grabbing on her tits, she's grabbing on my ass, then she squeezes my tits and she's like, do you want me to spank you? And I'm thinking she's gonna spank me in my ass. No. And she takes up my nightie. She's like, take that off. So I take it off and she just starts slapping on my tits and she starts pulling my nipples like really hard. It was to the point where I saw my nipples at one point go up. I was like, oh shit. And she twists them a little and she starts biting on him and she's ravaging me. Then she comes up for air and she's like, you smell fucking amazing. I just want to fuck you. And I'm like, oh, don't tease me now. Stop teasing me. Let's just go with it. So then I pick her up and I slam her against the wall and I put her legs at this point over my shoulders. And I'm just like ravaging her breasts and everything. And we're just fucking hardcore. She slips her hands down my pussy, almost breaks my fishnet stockings, but instead of that, she actually just rips them off. And then she starts to tie them and like fondle them around my breasts. And I'm coming already. I am already coming. So then she lays me back on the bed, like she pushes me down, and she just slips two of her fingers inside me and just starts fucking me hard. Starts ripping out my G-spot and I came instantly. I just splashed all over the bed instantly. And at this point, I already knew my loud moans were about to get louder. And I could feel pairs of eyes on me, but I was like, focus, Sapphire. Like, focus on what's going on. Don't get scared. Just fucking let it go. So then she proceeds to slip three fingers inside of me and just fucks me even harder. And at this point, I'm at the edge of the day bed grabbing onto the bars and I felt like I was about to break the bed. And I hear my cum just come all over her fingers, and then she takes her fingers out of my pussy, tastes me, and she's like, oh my God, I just want to eat your pussy. But she doesn't proceed just eat my pussy. She proceeds to tease me. She's at this point biting the inside of my thighs. She starts to pull me over and she starts eating me from behind. And then she starts biting my ass. And then it just, at this point, I black out. I open my eyes real quick and I see half of the party at this point looking at us, getting off to the fact that I'm being fucked. And then she flips me over again. I arch my back and she fucks me again with her fingers. And at this point, she's just like, I want you to just squirt on me over and over. I just want to make you come. You know, squirt even harder at this point. So as I'm arching my back, I was like, fuck it, I'm getting on my hands and I'm arching like this, Naomi, just like, and she just boom, 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 in and out, in and out, in and out. We were fucking for almost an hour and a half. Time goes by and I come. That bed is completely soaked. We go onto the floor and I slip because I came all over the floor. There was not a spot on that bed that I didn't come on.
Oh, wow.
And even when she, like, at one point, I kind of, like, coddled her. Mm-hmm. As I, like, proceed. Like, I'm just like this. And I felt like I was about to pass out. Like, anybody who saw 50 Shades where Anna gets beat for the first time and she's, like, being carried out, that's how I felt. Like, I was a lifeless body at this point. And she's like, are you done? I was like, I don't know. But I just want you to keep your fingers inside of me. And she does. At this point, she's halfway, like, fisting me. She has, like, four fingers in my pussy at this point, cupping it. And as she pulls out, it just goes. It wasn't pee, y'all. This was actually me squirting. Derek Pierce, you have competition. Because she made me squirt more than what you did. We're gonna take a short break after this. We are gonna go into our long sexy break, right?
We can do that.
Okay. Is it that time? Shit, I feel like it might be that time. Yeah, it's about, yeah, let's go into our quick sexy break. Because coming up next, I gotta take a short break from this sex party madness. And we gotta get into maybe some sex dazed and confused news, or maybe some Sapphire's Ear playlist. What am I masturbating to this week? All right, so we're gonna go into Why by Main Scrap. Yeah, why, Derek Pierce, can't you make me come the way the other chick did? Oh!
Wild, stay clean, intimate wipes. Go to wildwipes.com, put promo code chocolate, and get free shipping anywhere in the world. That's wildwipes.com.
Talk to you for a second. Guess that's the only way we could talk, huh? Got a couple questions for you, Nazis. Misunderstanding, cause you were so demanding, then you left me standing, stranded, you left me so damaged. I know that love hurt, but I forgot to bring my bandage. They always say if it's meant to be, it'll come back. But since you left, baby, I've been on the wrong track. I just wanna say, I'm in love with you, babe, and I'ma always be there, like MJ. Do you remember the time we fell in love? All the mountains we climbed, time to time, just the two of us. When you said goodbye, I seen a dove fly. You never seen a thug cry till your love died. I'm just asking why we gotta play these games. Through the rain, I hope we see the sun again. In order to feel good, you gotta go through pain. Enough playing, baby, all I'm saying is,
why do we play these games?
Stop playing, girl.
Why do we fuss and fight? Damn. Why can't we get it right?
Let's get it right, girl.
Why does it have to hurt?
It ain't never gotta hurt, no.
Why can't we make this work?
Come on, baby, listen.
Why do we still hold on?
It's from the heart, you know.
Maybe we just go wrong.
They saying it's other fish in the sea, but I threw away my fishing rod. Baby, you were sent from God. Why we gotta make this hard? I ain't acting, but I try my best to play my part. Together we a work of art. We ain't finished. I wish we could go back to start. We took a beating, but baby girl, you took my heart. You the hottest in town, I'm the hottest around. I feel like Carrie Hilson, baby. Love came around and knocked me down.
too. Yes, I'm talking about you, I got the blues. The shorty was my best friend in my boo. You can never find a shorty that's like mine. And no one on the corner got a swagger like mine. In due time, you'll be back. Never will I stop trying. Forever you miss scrap. If I'm lying, then I'll be flying. If you knew better, you do better. And who better than who knows you, who mold you? Don't nobody know you like I know you, baby.
Who you playing for, girl? I don't wanna fight now. So clap, let's just get it right, huh? It ain't gotta hurt. It's scrappy, baby, it ain't gonna hurt you.
So they say every good thing must come to an end. But sometimes you gotta go through bad if you wanna be built to last. Baby, I ain't worried about your past, cause our future looking bright. I'm already smelling that cash. I said some things I ain't mean to say only cause I was mad. Wasn't packing, I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like eight keys. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye's. So heartless, regretting that I started. You swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, yeah, Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship won't stand by no other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team, together we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby, all I wanna know is.
Tonight.
like that song. That was sexy. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Naomi just told me this girl is straight out of the ATL.
All right.
Yes. Carla Page with Supernova. Carla Page, holla at you, girl. I want some more music from you. Oh, yes. I'm going to have to take a look at you, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know now. Is Sapphire trying to get back with Pussy, or is she trying to still stay on her dick fest? I don't know.
You got sprung this weekend, huh?
Shit, yes. I mean, even the girl, she texted me yesterday, and she said, you know, quote unquote, because I want to make sure y'all know I'm not fucking around. She's like, flashbacks to last night still have me high.
Mm.
Boom! Pat out.
Well, all right.
Yes.
Supernova on your ass.
She did do some supernova shit on my ass. Okay, we have to take a pause because I'm getting a little flustered. Shit, I'm going to just use my paddle to just fan myself off now. Whew. And I can just say that Naomi Banks beat my ass. We are going to tweet out a picture, though. Aren't we?
Did we take a picture?
We didn't take a picture, so we'll have to take a picture for the people because they're just like, what? I missed it. Well, you can go back to the replay.
You sure can. You go back to the replay and just see it all.
Mm-hmm. But I do want a picture with Naomi holding like the paddle on my ass.
I enjoyed that.
It's not every day you get beat by Naomi Banks. You know.
Usually I charge for that.
That's true. You got to watch it on like kink.com and shit. Now I got like me a little mini session with Naomi Banks. Woo! Off the list now. Off the bucket list. All right. Speaking about lists, you know, it's been a while since I've done my favorite segment, which is the days sexed and confused. This is where people just are out of sheer fuckery. Okay. Whether it be they do something sexy or unsexy, they're just some real dumb motherfuckers out there. And I'm going to start off with this one. An 82-year-old woman is accused of stealing the sexiest fantasy body spray. 82 years old. Woman, don't you got money somewhere laid away underneath your couch or like underneath your saggy ass titties? Why you gotta go?
Fucked up.
But seriously, Annalise Young, okay? She was arrested on January 27th because she entered a CVS store and allegedly an employee saw her put a bottle of sexiest fantasies. When the fuck did CVS start selling like sexy body spray? Okay, first of all, shout out to CVS because I feel like I'm there like every other week buying baby oil and shit, and I'm not using it for sex. I use baby oil to keep my ashiness away. Okay,
right. Okay,
yes, and I put it on the shower to make me look good.
Okay,
okay, slick and wet. Okay, anyways, she put the perfume in a purse. She allegedly walked out of the drugstore without paying $7.39. You can pay a bottle of $7.39. $8.
Maybe she misread it.
What? Please take me? $8.
Maybe
$8. Use your senior citizen discount.
Maybe she thought that she did and she forgot.
82.
I don't give a fuck. Okay, I have a grandmother.
Are you an ageist?
No, because my grandmother, I think she is one of the sexiest gilfs out there. My Nana is a sexy, outspoken woman. You would love her. She's awesome. And she's almost 86. I'm out my Nana. And she looks young. Black don't crack, y'all. Especially from the islands. We don't crack. Okay? But she drives the old folk. Okay? She's on the senior citizen run. All right, my nana still be getting it, okay? That's why I feel like my nana might have a Hitachi hidden somewhere because she was the one that told me at 16 years old, what the fuck do you mean old people can't have sex?
So you're ageist?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not ageist. I say get it how you live, but this woman, this Annalise Young, I'm going to be ageist against you. You are God. Okay? Use your damn Medi-Cal card to buy you some motherfucking $8 spray, okay? Ask the young man next to you to buy you some motherfucking $8 spray from CVS. At least you could have, you know, stole a bottle of Modestat. But you stole a bottle of fucking...
That's fucked up.
Yes.
So what the hell is he going to do with Modestat?
The fuck? Oh, wait, no. What's the weedy thingy? The Centrium? Is that what it's called?
Yes, what is it?
At least get yourself some Dynatap.
You is super She said some modest. At least you like, really? Did you say?
Okay, what do old people buy? I don't know.
Well, then we shouldn't need no modest. She got finished talking. She needs something to smell good.
I mean, you could have bought Red Door by Elizabeth Arden. Okay, you could have stole that. But you stole some motherfucking sexiest fantasies that's probably gonna break your coochie out, break them titties, probably pop them saggy ass titties.
Sapphire is highly upset with this.
I'm very upset. Okay.
That was her grandmama, like.
But I'm telling you, Richmond County in Georgia, fucked up. Y'all are fucked up. Okay?
That was funny.
All right. Here's the next story. Here's another story. This is really gonna piss me off. Okay, I've always talked about these dumbass teachers. Okay, it's one thing, like last month we talked about the drunk ass teacher that showed up late for school and went into her school. And she said, I forgot it was my day to teach.
Wow.
Okay, it's one thing. If you don't like your fucking job, okay, I'm giving you permission. If you don't like your fucking job, okay, show up drunk, run your ass right through the door, okay? Please. If you don't like your fucking job, just show up drunk and high as fuck, and drive into your fucking job, okay? You know what, bitch? I quit. I fucking hate this job. This is some minimum wage bullshit, okay? Don't do what this teacher did. A New Jersey mom is now charged with child endangerment and suspended from her job as being a first grade teacher after an underage drinking party at her home just last weekend, okay? With ending up with a drunken teenager being hospitalized. Fucked up woman. The 15-year-old boy, the mother became concerned when she couldn't get in contact with him on Friday night. This is last week. So she called the South Brunswick home where the party was being held, according to police. She spoke with the 50-year-old Tracy Harding, who is the teacher, said 50, 50, 50, said that her son was sleeping. She told her that the 15-year-old was sleeping. Okay. Right. So the teen's mother grew even more concerned and drove to the teacher's home, called the police as she traveled. They found the 15-year-old semi-responsive and heavily intoxicated, determined that several other teens were drinking beer, vodka, and everything else on the kitchen sink. Oh, yeah, she needed a beer. Okay? The boy's alcohol level was so high, they said it was life-threatening. Bitch, you go to jail and die. He was later then treated for several hours after the hospital, so they probably had to pump his stomach. Which, let me tell you.
Oh, wow, so he's like alcohol poisoning.
Yes, and I have seen alcohol poisoning. Yeah. It's not pretty. It is not pretty to see a friend of yours getting pumped. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's not cute and it's not pretty. Now, the woman, Ms. Harding, the first grade teacher, was arrested, but now is free on a $2,500 bail. Okay? A telephone message left her for a Tuesday was not immediately returned. She has been suspended, however, from her teaching job, but I think that she's getting off the leash a little bit too much.
Wait, who was she having a party for?
She just had a party. Now, they said she's a house mom, so I'm hoping to God it's not because she was having an affair with one of these students.
Oh.
Because it already sounds fishy. Even though you're saying that you are a house mom and you're a first grade teacher, I hope to God that if further reports happen, it's just because maybe her son or daughter maybe knew these kids and that she's not having an alleged affair and then gets these kids fucked up and starts having sex with them.
Oh, wow.
Day sex and confused, y'all. I am highly pissed on this shit. Got me fumed. Hold on. Let me just fan myself again. Some bullshit. Fanning it off like I'm in church. Can I go to church with one of these battles? I want to go into one of the churches with one of these battles and be like, amen, hallelujah. See if anybody knows this, what the fuck this is. I want to see. Yeah, I might do it. They don't know who this white woman is. They're going to be like, "Who you got Betty Page on here?" Mm-hmm. Slap me silly. Slap the devil at me then. Anyways, let's go back to some play party shit. So, Cosmopolitan, once again, I may have to disagree or maybe agree to disagree with the tips that you gave people about play parties. Because, like,
they're real vanilla, though.
They're very vanilla. Yeah. They're very, very vanilla and very stupid. okay? Like, I wish that I could write for Cosmopolitan, because half of your shit is bullshit. So this is what Cosmopolitan told you how to prepare for a play party. Okay, they said get new underwear, buy it, borrow it, or make it out of yarn in a clutch purse. First of all, why the fuck would you borrow somebody's underwear? Can we say yeast infection? Can we say you're fucking stupid? Okay, especially if you're gonna borrow a woman's underwear. We get our periods, okay? Sometimes we get our periods by mistake, and we ain't wearing our period panties, and sometimes we might be wearing our sexy panties. Have you ever seen a woman wear sexy panties and get those stains? You know those stains are very hard to get out. Like, who the fuck are you to say, can I borrow your panties? No! Those are my panties! So don't do that. Get new panties, or just come in no panties to a party, to a play party. What the fuck? Here's the smart thing they did. Yes, do your research. Check the invitation. Check it once, check it twice. You know, see who's naughty or nice. See what the fuck you're about to get into. If it says it's a play party for a certain type of people and you're not into those type of people, maybe you shouldn't fucking go. Okay? Just plain and simple. All right? Now, if you're not willing to put, you know, yourself out there, you can leave your clothes on. It's not like they most play parties, they do say clothing is optional, so you don't have to show up butt ass naked. Okay, number three. Now I do agree with you guys on this, so now you guys are 2-4-3 on the rules. Follow the rules. Every sex party has rules and regulations. Like I said, at the sex party that I went to, there were certain areas that I couldn't be naked in. There were certain areas where I couldn't have bodily fluids being exchanged, but I can be naked. And there were certain areas where I could not go, period, because it was at somebody's house. Follow the fucking rules. And of course, follow this rule. I'm surprised they didn't say this. Follow the safe sex rule, okay? Unless if you're with your partner and you know another person personally because you've been playing with them, safe sex. Condoms on all toys. Vibrators. Vibrators. Finger gloves, finger condoms, they got those, okay? Safe sex. Those are also following the rules. A lot of these sex parties, like the one I went to, they provide you with a range of condoms, a range of lubes. Don't always count on them. You know, bring your own shit, but follow the damn rules. Bring a friend. They say bring 1, 2, or 10. No. You only bring a friend only if you know that friend is up to it. It's not a party where you're just gonna kick back, take shots. You are fucking or watching people have sex, but it has to be consensual. Be open-minded. Yes, I will agree with that. Be open-minded because you are gonna see some shit that maybe you've never seen before. Okay, if you go to a BDSM party, you might see people involved with fire play, which means they might be lighting their nipples on fire. They might be, you know, stabbing themselves. There might be blood play at some of these parties. There might be some sexual shit that you have never seen in your life and you probably will never be comfortable with. So you have to be open-minded to the fact that these are people fulfilling a certain fantasy. Speak up. Talk to people. It's the best way. A lot of these sex parties, once again, do have icebreakers. Once again, this is a list that I am going off of from Cosmopolitan, but I'm also adding the Sapphire Touch because they are fucking stupid on some of these things. But you do have to be open-minded and you do have to speak up. And what I mean by speaking up, also, you have to speak up with consent. If someone says no, don't question them as to why they say no. Keep it moving. Have a nice day. If they say yes, then you go into further details. Ask them about their sexual history. Ask them about what kind of levels. Make sure that you guys are communicating, hey, if I say red, that means stop. If I say yellow, slow the fuck down. If I say green or I give you a moan a certain way, then it's a good time. It's okay to tell people what you want. The play party is, once again, something that provides a certain fantasy. I don't agree with this one. They say make the first move. Sometimes you don't have to. I didn't make the first move on a lot of the things. I kind of let the women approach me, and then I made the move of, hey, do I want this to happen, or B, do I not want this to happen? And there was no qualms about it. There was no drama with it. Okay? Choose your footwear wisely. Most of the play parties you will go to, they will be shoeless entry, or you have to wear socks, or you might be able to wear your fetish clothes. A lot of people wore a lot of high heel, thigh high boots and stuff like that to fulfill the fantasy. Be careful in the hallways. Yes, be careful in the hallways. You might step in some fluids, which, It happens. People squirt on the walls, okay? And those are the dumb people that don't like to clean up after their mess. Just be cautious where you're fucking walking, okay? God damn. Now, the fact that fucking Cosmo's last rule says LOL literally and then says, oh, most parties are BYOB or serve alcohol. Actually, that's bullshit. Sex parties most of the time do not provide alcohol, let alone say to bring your own alcohol, because like I said, this is a sex party.
Are they getting that confused with swingers party?
Exactly. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to a plain out sex party, here's the difference between a sex party and a swinger party. A swinger party is 10 times more exclusive. These people are usually part of a swingers group. Mm-hmm. Okay. And these are people who have been fucking each other. These are people who solely bring their couples to fuck other couples that have gone through a thorough and long ass screening process. Sex parties, not so much. Sex parties don't really have a lot of screening processes. You might be able to bring one friend, but you need to reiterate to that friend, look, this is a sex party. Everybody who's going to be there is going to want to have sex. And if you're not comfortable, then maybe you should not go. Mm-hmm. But you do have the choice to say no. Swinger parties, you do have the choice to say no, but your intention is really to go and fuck. Play parties, you can watch as a fantasy if the couple allows you to, or the people who are involved in what they call scenes, because there are scenes, there's different things going on at once. You will see somebody fucking on a mattress like I did, or you'll see girls wrestling each other, or you'll see people in the corner beating each other. That is their form of pleasure. This is a scene that they're building. It's a play party. Come and play. Come fuck, come play, do whatever. But honestly, I really suggest that you don't inebriate yourself, because you won't be in the right process mind to say yes or no if you're not comfortable. That's my thing. I was going to get into music, but I think we're going to push back music in the bedroom to next week. I think that's a perfect topic, especially because it is the start of March Madness, which means Sapphire's birthday is coming up. Mm. That means, Naomi, we might need to plan
a party.
Yes, an on-air, maybe slumber party, once and for all.
Okay.
Maybe get some twerkers. Maybe get some fully halfway clothed. Maybe can we get a stripper pole up in here?
That's what I want to do right there. You see right in the middle, right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get a stripper pole.
I want to do that.
Yeah, I think we should get a stripper pole. But yeah, March Madness. You know, I always bring it. I always bring it on March Madness, everybody. If you've been listening for years, March Madness is one of my favorite months because I'm half Irish. Yes, there are people who are black and Irish, okay? Blirishes, like I like to call it. I like to celebrate St. Patrick's Day and my birthday all fucking month. So get ready. So next week, we're going to talk about sex in the bedroom. What kind of sex music is good for you? Because if you're like me, honey, I got one for every genre. That's right. But if you're going to do a sex play party, remember this. There's no such thing as a fucking key party. There's no such thing as a fucking rainbow party. But there are play parties. And you got to be safe with it. And like I said, on that note, my favorite line of the night is, safe sex is the best hot sex. I had hot sex, but I had safe sex. And I want you to, too. So stay tuned next week for Sapphire's Earplay, but also tune in every day, at least Monday through Thursday, for Chocolate Radio's programming. We got Shaggy Lipstick, we got Chocolate Radio the live show, we got Fourth and Goal, we got the Orpheus Black show, and of course my Radio Wifey, we can't forget about. I have not seen my Radio Wifey. I feel like I've gone through a divorce with her. Even though we talk on Facebook a lot. But I feel like I've gone through a divorce. When you can't see your wifey for like 2 months, like, I'm happy I get to see Naomi. I mean, Naomi's cool. She got to spank me. But I'm like, damn, let me see my wifey too. What the fuck? What the fuck?
God damn it. It's ladies' night, huh?
Yes. Yeah, ladies' night is a ladies' night for a purpose. Now, don't forget also 11:15. Mark it down. Tell the boss I'm going to be sick. Okay? Chocolate Radio is going to the Bahamas. It's going to be sick. We might see Naomi Banks naked in the pool somewhere.
Yeah, you might.
Yes! Oh shit! Yeah. But my parents might be going on the cruise. I don't want my parents.
Where's your puppy? Hey, puppy! Yeah. I heard you was a fan, puppy.
Oh Lord! Oh Lord! Oh Lord! But Chocolate Radio is gonna take it overseas. Naomi, can you please plug in where people can get in contact to get onto this cruise?
Yes, you make sure you contact Drew Hefner. His number is 248.
Oh, she's bringing it up with her nice booty jiggling. Oh, jiggle, 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 jiggle.
248. 910-3039. And also, you can contact Sarah. She's over the whole thing over there at Norwegian's Cruise. Her name is Sarah. It's 954-514-4158. And you let them know that you're part of the Chocolate Radio and Drew Hef party. Yeah, most definitely.
Sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. I know I had to put my deposit down because I am trying to do an all you can drink. I'm trying to drink Mike again. It's gonna happen, Mike. I heard what happened. I heard some stories about you. It's gonna happen.
You can't hang.
Yeah, but this is gonna be cool because they have their own private island.
Yes.
So you know, actually, on the private island, they have a bar, like a real. So even with the open bar, it's also for the cruise and for the private island. And so I know Drew is, you know, getting some stuff, some meet and greet type of things together, so we're gonna be kicking.
Wait, we gotta meet people?
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
I Sapphire don't meet people.
Oh, she is such a bitch.
No, you know why? Because Sapphire might be fucking people. Y'all heard the stories before. It really is not that hard to get a little something out of Sapphire.
Oh, we have to have a sip and fuck Sapphire party. Oh, that's a good one. A
sip and fuck. Okay, all the women with nice boobies and my nice titties and nice ass, y'all send them to me.
We're going
to
have a sip and fuck.
The men with the big cocks, okay? But you gotta have some looks. I can't just no. I'm gonna be a little on the men, okay? Like if my belly fat and I'm not fat that fat, but if my belly fat slaps with your belly fat, we got a problem, okay?
Yeah, that's a lot of some.
That's a lot, smacking. Okay? Okay. The only thing that should be smacking is my ass to your crotch, okay? My titties against your small pecs, okay? But if you got like oversized beer belly and I can't see your da-da-da-da, no, we got problem. We got problem. But remember, everybody, safe sex is the best hot sex. Till next week, Sapphire's Earplay, signing the fuck off. I gotta go home. I gotta go masturbate with my new toys. I have not seen my bed in a couple days. Good night.
I mean, I know that may come off a little forward, a little blunt. Let's play with my ego.
Oh, I need to hear it, baby. And if you lying, if you lying, oh, it's my percentage, baby. That is mine, that is mine. Oh, I need to hear it, baby. And if you lying, if you lying, oh, it's my percentage, baby.